But you know what? That's what we heard from Jesus all through the New Testament. Matthew 6 is just an example. Therefore I tell you, Jesus says, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear, but strive first for the kingdom of what? And His? And all these things will be given to as well. That's repeated over and over and over again in our Scripture. To make Psalm 23 our words is to affirm that we do not need to worry about our lives, or for that matter, our deaths, right? God will provide, and God's provision is grounded in the reality of God's reign. Boy, that's language we just don't even hear very much anymore, is it? God's provision is grounded in the reality of God's reign in this world, folks. Therefore, trust God. But boy, isn't that a rub? In a secular society, we are encouraged to trust first who? In a secular society, we are encouraged to trust who first? Ourselves, yes. And work to first secure our own lives, right? And our own futures. But Psalm 23 challenges us to affirm, the Lord is my shepherd. Come on, you can say it with me. I shall not want. To say that means to live humbly and gratefully as a child of God. Now, does this mean we shouldn't work? Does this mean that we should just trust God, sit in our easy chair all day, right? And trust God for our basic needs, watch Sunday football, right? Or the other 7 days, 6 days of the week that it's on, right? Boy, I wish I could have another day. But anyway, no, that's not what it means at all. It means that God created you and called you for a specific purpose. And that is exactly what you need to be about doing. I talk about this in premarital counseling a lot, since I already mentioned that earlier. You know, I tell it, since most of the time it's young folk that are just getting started, I say, you know what? You need to do what God created you to do. But Eric, that doesn't earn any money. That's not, I mean, that we would be have trouble eating food, having food to eat, right? And boy, I tell you what, I know that. I became a chemist because what was I thinking? Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, don't get me wrong. I love chemistry. I think it is an amazing miracle of God the way it works, right? But I have to admit, there are times that I go, oh, dear God, if I was still a chemist, whew, right? See, I tell these new couples, I say, yeah, Jamie really says that. But anyway, I tell these couples, you've got to do what God created you to do. Why? Because then you will be deeply happy. You will be happy down here where it matters, and you won't need money or things to make you happy. Now, in the first year, you won't be able to buy a big screen TV that covers your wall, right? But maybe in 5 you can. But the thing is, you will be happy way down here where it matters. And guess what? When you're happy and whole as an individual, guess what you think of your spouse? Do you hear what I'm saying? When you're happy and whole as an individual, you're going to love your spouse even more. Why? Because you don't reflect your negative stuff onto your spouse. Right? And vice versa back at you, babe. So, do you understand what I'm saying? You have got to do what God called you to do. This Psalm 23 and what I'm saying today, I don't want you leaving saying, man, He just thinks we can sit around and not have to worry about it. God's going to take care of me, right? No, that is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you need to do what God called you to do. You will be so much happier for it, and you will feel so fulfilled in your life, and you will be able to affect other people in positive ways and make them healed and whole because of what God is doing through your life. I'm talking fast, aren't I? Let me breathe. This means to focus your life on God and His kingdom through prayer and other basic spiritual necessities. It means to love the way Romans 12 talks about and describes love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Say it with me. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. I didn't believe you. Say it so I believe you.